Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Jose State University Doctoral Program in Educational Leadership, a new professional degree program offered for leaders in education. Accepting applications at sjsu.edu/edd.
Good morning. I'm Tara Seiler in for Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. As corruption scandals continue to reverberate in Sacramento, California has a new ethics watchdog. Judge Jody Remke is taking over the Fair Political Practices Commission. The governor appointed her yesterday, the same day state senators attended an ethics review. Remke is the presiding judge of the state bar court that decides attorney discipline cases. She replaces Ann Revell, who during her tenure took on some high-profile cases involving money laundering and conflicts of interest. Meanwhile, the recent scandals in Sacramento have turned the normally sleepy Secretary of State campaign into one of the most hotly contested races of the year. Four of the candidates vying for the job debated each other yesterday. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has more.
Leland Yee was definitely not part of the debate Wednesday afternoon. The Democrat ended his campaign for Secretary of State the day after federal prosecutors charged him on counts of corruption and firearms trafficking. But there's no question Yee impacted the discussion. The charges that Yee and another state senator, Ron Calderon, allegedly took bribes for official favors have made campaign finance a major issue in the race. Democratic Senator Alex Padilla touted a bill he authored banning lawmakers from raising money during the last 100 days of legislative sessions.
It covers the most critical times of the year and creates that separation between the legislative activity and the political activity by legislators.
Padilla's bill passed committee Tuesday. The proposal isn't unique. In fact, independent candidate Dan Schnur is centering his campaign around a very similar idea. Schnur wants to go further and ban incumbents from raising cash throughout the entire legislative session. That would mean no fundraising between January and September.
Because even the most meticulous record keeper in the world, as a state legislator, who receives a check 6 months before a key vote, that check is not going to have the same visceral or emotional impact as if they receive that same check the night before or the morning of the same vote.
The idea doesn't impress Democrat Derek Cressman, who used to work for Common Cause and other government reform groups. Cressman says it's just rescheduling the check collection.
It'll have almost no effect. State of Virginia has this reform in place, and they've got a bribery scandal going on right now that would make Ron Calderon blush.
To be clear, the Secretary of State wouldn't have any power to implement this sort of ban. The legislature would have to pass a bill. The position does oversee elections and business registration, and the four candidates agreed on a lot of the nuts and bolts issues. For one thing, they all want to make campaign finance information more transparent and easier to find on the department's website. And the four candidates all agreed the office needs to speed up the time it takes to process business filings. Republican Pete Peterson pointed out that last year, lawmakers gave the department a one-time financial boost to lower the processing time from 6 weeks to 5 days.
My understanding was that was less than $2 million to do that. Now, I have no idea why we can't find $2 million to maintain that. And I have no idea why we can't allot if it takes $10 million to make it easier to start a business in this state.
The four candidates of the debate are not the only ones vying for the job. The Sacramento Press Club, which organized the debate, did not invite Green Party candidate David Curtis. Curtis came to the debate anyway and says he's filed an IRS complaint against the nonprofit group. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
Nurses across the state are calling for greater protections from violent patients. Lawmakers will vote on a bill today that would require hospitals to do more to prevent violence at their facilities. The California Report's health reporter April Domboski has more.
Just last weekend, a patient at a Los Angeles hospital stabbed a nurse with a pencil. The same day, another nurse at another L.A. hospital was attacked with a knife.
It unfortunately comes with the job.
Stephanie Roberson is with the California Nurses Association. She says there's more hospitals should do to beef up security.
We know that the law needs some work. It needs some clarification. It needs some specificity.
The Nurses Union is supporting a bill that would require hospitals to train all healthcare workers once a year on how to recognize a potential for violence. It would also require hospitals to maintain adequate staffing and security personnel. Opponents of the bill say current law is sufficient. Amber Wiley of the Association of California Healthcare Districts says hospitals should be able to continue targeting which staff gets what training, rather than training everybody.
It definitely would increase costs for hospitals, especially small rural hospitals that may have to do this training every year.
The Senate Labor Committee is expected to consider the bill today. For the California Report, I'm April Dymbosky.
Californians say they like the way education is headed in the Golden State. That's based on an annual survey conducted by the Public Policy Institute of California. Our education reporter, Anna Tentakla, says there's a new, upbeat mood.
4 years ago, the people in the state were worried. They hated the deep budget cuts at their local schools, and they wanted the state to make education a top priority. Today, they're a bit happier.
Californians are very supportive of changes that are underway in our state.
That's PPIC Survey Director Mark Baldessari. So what happened? He points to Common Core, a new set of academic standards. They're designed to make schools more rigorous and help kids hone their critical thinking skills through innovative projects. The survey shows 7 in 10 residents like those standards. The other reason? Schools serving large numbers of at-risk students are getting a lot more money from the state under a new funding formula. Data shows most people are on board with that approach, too. Carl Cohn is on the State Board of Education helping to guide these reforms. He believes education is finally turning a corner in California.
Now, down the road, if after a year or two we find out that it's not going as well as it should, then we'll have to make adjustments.
But Californians still have concerns. The survey shows residents aren't sure whether teachers and school districts can put these reforms into action and make a real difference. Colleen Yu is state PTA president. She says many parents worry teachers aren't getting enough training. She says even though the economy is improving, overall education funding is still falling short.
We know our parents and families want arts, physical education, credentialed school nurses, a very rich curriculum, and so funding is a concern.
And that's reflected in the survey, with only half of Californians giving their local schools high marks. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, April 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Tara Seiler. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.